Good morning to you, to Raul, who is supporting us from the studio, and to all the people who tune in every morning. We begin today's briefing with the good news that no fatalities were reported yesterday. Nevertheless, as a result of the studies that have been conducted and cases that have been confirmed, 414 patients remain admitted in our hospitals, one in surveillance, suspects 262, confirmed 151, and this is the number of active cases we have today. And in our primary healthcare system, our professionals and specialists are monitoring 1,748 people. Yesterday, 2,151 samples were studied in the molecular biology laboratory of the Pedro Curie Institute of Tropical Medicine, 892 samples in the Provincial Center of Villa Clara, 313, in Santiago de Cuba, 276, in the Laboratory of Havana, 269, in the Amigheras Brothers Hospital, 307, and in the Biotechnology and Genetic Engineering Center, 94 samples. As a result of the study of these 2,051 samples, 20 people in our country tested positive for SARS-CoV-2 virus and COVID-19 disease. And Cuba has already performed 105,274 tests of real-time PCRs, and 2,045 people have been diagnosed with the virus and the COVID-19 disease, which is 2% of all the samples analyzed. Of the 20 confirmed cases yesterday, all are Cuban. 15 of them are contacts of confirmed cases, and thus, this highly important risk group accumulates 1,790 people who have been positive case contacts, 89.3%. In four of the cases, the source of the infection has not been determined. For a total of 81 people whose source of the infection has not been identified, in spite of the epidemiological studies and of the efforts that continue to be conducted to identify the contacts that remain, the infection that remains unknown. This amounts to 3.9% of all the diagnosed people. One of the cases identified yesterday has the source of infection being abroad. And now there is 133 people whose source of infection has been abroad, 6.6% of all cases. Of the 20 diagnosed cases, 13 are female, and the female sex surpasses the male sex for a cumulative total of 1,021 individuals are female, 49.9%. And 7 out of the 20 cases were male, accumulating 1,024 for 50.1% in the pandemic. 18 out of the 20 cases diagnosed yesterday were asymptomatic. Notice the importance of this risk group and of the fact that absolutely anybody can be carrying the virus, and what's worse, can spread the virus, showing no symptoms of the disease whatsoever. In the cumulative total of all the cases in the pandemic in Cuba, 1,054 have been asymptomatic when testing positive, and this represents 51.5% of all confirmed cases to date. The age groups most affected are the group of 20 to 29 years and the group of 40 to 59 of age, with 8 cases each, 40% each, followed by the group under 20 and over 60, with 2 cases respectively. The 2 cases under 20, one is a 4-year-old boy and the other is a 16-year-old boy, both from Havana. The 2 are positive case contacts, and in the Cuban pandemic already accumulates 227 children diagnosed with COVID-19. All of them, as we always say, all of them have a satisfactory evolution with no complications. Out of them, 209 have been discharged. The 20 cases confirmed yesterday, all are from Havana. And let me stress this. Yesterday, our president, in his address during the daily meeting of the pandemic, in assessing the behavior of the disease in our country, of the 20 confirmed cases, 12 are related to the transmission event reported in the pharmaceutical laboratories ICA, which is why when one takes a look at Havana, and although we see cases reported in different municipalities, however, they are all related to the transmission reported in La Época store. And afterwards, in the ICA pharmaceutical laboratory and in the Domestic Trade Ministry transport enterprise here in Havana. This demonstrates, and at the end of the briefing, I'm going to provide an example of a situation that was experienced. And this shows the way this disease is spread and the importance of enforcement of the measures that have been implemented. And as we always say, the most important groups are the asymptomatic cases. Undoubtedly, one has to be suspicious of asymptomatic people, and one has to protect oneself, because a minor oversight can lead to a transmission of this type. Again, 12 of the 20 confirmed cases are related to this type of transmission. And then turning to the positive rate of the last 15 days by province of COVID-19 confirmed cases, Havana is on first place with 6.18 per 100,000 inhabitants, followed by Matanzas with 3.33, Artemisa with 0.97, Ciego with 0.69, Villa Clara 0.64, Las Tunas 0.19, Las Tunas, Pinal del Río, and Granma with one case each, 0.19, 0.17, and 0.12 respectively, and 8 provinces are reporting no cases in the last 2 weeks. The new addition to this group is Camagüey, 7 provinces, and the special municipality of the Isle of Youth. Camagüey, Santi Espíritus, Mayabeque, Holguín, Cienfuegos, Santiago de Cuba, and Guantánamo. They have not reported, not confirmed any case of COVID-19 in the last 15 days. With regard to some questions we have recently received on these provinces through various messages, these provinces have processed samples. And again, the sample processing is conducted in alignment with the epidemiological complexity of each territory of positive case contacts. Santiago de Cuba, for example, it processed 228 samples yesterday. And this is one of the provinces reporting no confirmed cases. Camagüey processed 101 samples yesterday. Las Tunas, 76. And so the rest of the provinces processed samples. I say this because some people say that there are no cases because no samples are tested in those territories. But I repeat that the risk groups are studied, but these groups are smaller in those territories. As I said earlier, 2,045 people have been diagnosed with the disease in our country. 151 remain hospitalized. These are the active cases that we have in the country today. And this, of course, this demonstrates the efforts, the treatment, the dedication, and the quality of the care provided to these patients by our professionals and technicians. And 147, that is 97.3%, have a favorable clinical evolution. And as we always say, we regret the death of 83 people in Cuba as a result of this pandemic, none of them reported today, which gives us a lethality of 4.05%. And Cuba remains in the 16th place among the countries of the region of the Americas. The region has a rate of 5.75%. 13 countries have a rate higher than the average. And among those with highest indicators include Mexico with 11.13, Ecuador with 8.64, Canada with 7.81, Brazil with 5.99, and the United States with 5.89. We always mention the two evacuees from the beginning of the pandemic, and yesterday, 14 patients were discharged. And we're not happy with this because the balance between admission and discharges favors the positive cases confirmed. Adding the new 14 discharges, in our country, 1,809 people who have recovered and have been clinically released. And I will not extend myself on this because our population knows what we're talking about, and this accounts for 88.5%. Four patients remain in serious condition in our country. Out of these four, there are three admitted in the Salvador Allende Hospital here in Havana. And one is added in this condition at the Dr. Luis Diaz Soto Military Hospital here in Havana. This is the situation we have in Cuba in terms of the pandemic. And up to 12 midnight last night, 185 countries remained with diagnosed cases of COVID-19 for a cumulative total of 5,899,866 confirmed cases. And for the time this pandemic has been going on, one might think that it would already be subsiding. But that is not what is happening. Yesterday, in one single day, 192,932 people were diagnosed. And these are numbers we thought would not be occurring at this time. And yesterday, 4,802 people died in the world. And this shows that the situation is still without control, and hence 364,891 deaths for a lethality in the world of 6.18%. The region of the Americas, as I said earlier, confirmed 70,841 cases yesterday, accounting for 46.94% of the total cases of the world, accumulating 2,769,360 confirmed cases, 158,866 deaths. Yesterday, there were 3,102 fatalities were added for a lethality of 5.74%. The countries with the highest numbers in the region, with 1,747,807 cases, is the United States And of them, 25,337 and 1,219 deaths in one single day. Brazil already accumulates 465,166 confirmed cases. And this morning we were seeing the situation in Rio de Janeiro and the situation in the favelas. And in one day, 26,928 confirmed cases, a higher number than those of in the United States, and 1,124 deceased in one day. Russia, with 387,623 confirmed cases, 8,572 yesterday, and 232 deaths. These are the countries that lead the table of countries most affected in the world. And with this, we conclude our information. And as I know, there are no questions. I would like to bring the example of an event that is on an article, and it's an event that happened in a city of South Korea. The city is called Cheonan. In this province, one case was detected in late February. One case diagnosed with COVID-19. And when the contact tracing and epidemiological study of the case was conducted, it was noticed that there were several contacts identified in a national workshop of physical dance instructors that was held in that city on February 15th. The contact tracing was performed. There was a thorough study, and all the persons who had had contact with these confirmed cases. And among the 27 instructors that participated in that workshop, 8 tested positive. 6 hailed from that city. One of the instructor was from another city that was reporting most of the cases in the country, in South Korea. And all of the instructors were asymptomatic the day of the workshop. And in 7, it was determined that they had already spread the disease in the pre-symptomatic stage. And the largest period before the beginning of the symptoms was 5 days. None of them had symptoms of COVID-19 on the day of the workshop. Then, what was the cause of the infection? Well, it was from the participation of one instructor from another city who was asymptomatic, but who developed the symptoms a few days after the workshop. And he was coming from a city with a big outbreak of the disease. These are the causes. And we raise this because people say that if there are no cases in some eastern provinces, why don't these territories return to normal life? And this is the risk. These are the risks that can be experienced if the restrictions measures are lifted. Although the time will come when that will have to happen. And to make a long story short, by March 9th, as a result of the celebration of this workshop and the participation of this single person who came from this other city with high level of transmission, 112 cases had tested positive in 12 different facilities of that city. Of all confirmed cases, 82 were asymptomatic at the moment, were symptomatic at the moment of the diagnosis, and 30 were asymptomatic. I insist on this, despite the fact that we sometimes see indicators that are favorable, and of course, this is what we work for. This is what we work to achieve, these indicators. And that's why there is a constant follow-up on the situation by all the authorities, by all the authorities in the country. We always have to remember that this is a problem that is not solved yet in Cuba, and much less in the world, and the easing of measures have to be performed with extreme care.